you are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So today we are talking about dealing with depression in the workplace, and we're joined by Yolanda Rootman from the Vista Clinic for yet another chat about the subject. Now, the workplace can be a stressful environment, and for individuals dealing with depression, it can feel overwhelming. And many people struggle in silence because they're fearing judgment or job insecurity. So today we're going to explore how exactly to navigate mental health challenges at work, how to create a supportive workplace, and of course, how to balance professional responsibilities while prioritizing our well-being. Yolanda, good morning and welcome back once again.
Good morning, Bunga. It's always lovely being with you guys.
Absolutely. And this is a very serious one that a lot of people are facing. And I've often wondered if I was going through some kind of mental health crisis, whether depression or something else, how would I have to navigate this at work without people thinking now I can't do my job? I can't, you know, I'm no longer capable all of a sudden because of this. What are some of the common challenges that people with depression face in the workplace?
So people with depression often encounter a range of challenges. Mm-hmm. These are very often the symptoms, more often than not. So okay. There's that trouble concentrating and decision-making, as well as that persistent fatigue, which is more of a symptom of the depression, but then has a big impact on your functionality at work.
Right.
Socially, it's also that withdrawal and isolation. So you're not if you were the very bubbly person at work, you tend not to be. And very often people see that as you're no longer a team player, or you might be rude because you're not as excited about things anymore.
Right.
The stigma and fear of disclosure is also a big thing that people kind of want to keep to themselves. And then the other contributing factors is that absenteeism from work and that low self-esteem. People are also not always in good positions in the workplace where they have support from their organization, and that can also lead to a lot of stress. So there's that symptoms that's problematic, and then also that fear and the stigma, and then do they have the needed support to lean on their organizations? That's the biggest problem people face with depression in the workplace.
And so how do they manage their workload while still struggling with depression?
I think it's very important to managing your workload by prioritizing and taking enough breaks. So you're prioritizing what is important and breaking down your day into smaller pieces that are manageable for you, and also work along with your symptoms. Sometimes you might have more energy in the middle of the day.
Okay.
So keep the tasks that are very energy driven to that time.
Okay.
Keep maybe menial tasks in the morning while you're still struggling to get into the day in the morning times. Set realistic goals for yourself. Don't try and redo the office today.
Mm-hmm.
Just what needs to be done.
Yeah.
And then structure your day with enough breaks.
Okay.
Take a break. Communicate openly. Consider discussing it with trusted supervisor or an HR if it's possible. We always stress this, that we're not all in a privileged position to have companies that can be supportive, and we have to know before we disclose where does the company stand on if I come out say this. Use the support resources that are available, so EAP programs. And then very importantly, practice that self-care. It's important that you reach out to your support networks, you eat healthy, you sleep well, you get your exercise, you take medication if it is prescribed, you do the therapy, you do the work to make sure you keep going.
Beautiful. And then what role would you say employers and managers and leaders at work play in supporting mental health at work?
I think employers and managers have such a critical role, and they can make such a big difference in their organizations.
Okay.
But as with society, very often it isn't discussed. It isn't something that they go to business school and they learn how to create a healthy mental environment.
Yeah.
So it's that bit of grace they also have to learn. But how managers can help is fostering an open and supportive culture where there's not judgment, where there's not talking about someone behind the back. If they can provide flexible accommodation for someone who has depression or anxiety, offering resources and training to what resources are available, setting clear boundaries, that goes both ways. So the company also has to say, we can accommodate you, but in these areas. And then leading by example. I think it's important for a company to show that we value your mental health and we are here to support. And therefore, I'm lucky enough to work for an organization where we regularly do things to improve our mental health. We regularly have campaigns where we're like, hey, let's do something fun, where it is open channels, but it's not always that easy. So it does take a lot from both parties involved to really make a difference.
Right, right. Sure. Okay. And then how can someone have a conversation with their employer about their mental health? Like I said, there's a fear. There are often fears attached to opening up about that. You talked about the stigma that's often associated with any kind of mental health condition. So how exactly would you suggest someone opens up to their employer and have that conversation about their mental health?
First and foremost, most important, make sure that you are in a safe position and disclosing doesn't put you in an unsafe position.
Okay.
So make sure that you know your company's policy. The Mental Health Act has a spirit of non-discrimination and you cannot be fired because you have depression. However, make sure that the people you are disclosing to is going to be supportive. This means also take into consideration your role. What role do you have or hold in the company? Because it's different for the administrative clerk to disclose to HR versus the CFO. It's very different environments. So the best advice I have to start this conversation is, number one, prepare in advance. Do your homework in terms of what does the policy say? Understand what do the acts say? What support systems do you have in your company? And then gather the relevant documentation from your healthcare providers and identify the specific adjustments you want the work to support you with. So prepare beforehand, what is it that I want to say? And do I have that support documentation? Choose the right time and setting to have this conversation. Frame the conversation positively. Be honest and clear. And then discuss the potential solutions. What is it that you bring to the work environment? What is it that they can accommodate you with? And then invite that collaboration, getting that input from the people of the team. But once again, I'm stressing, make sure that the people you are disclosing to are people that you can support. I always make a little of a lighter note joke to say, if it's someone that you're working with every day, you share an office, that might be someone you want to disclose to. But Jeremy, the guy that brings the coffee every day, you know, we don't have to necessarily scream at him, hey, Jeremy, have you heard bipolar?
Oh my goodness.
We don't have to go that far. So consider the relationship with the individual you're disclosing to.
Right.
And then also make sure that you have done your homework and you're prepared to once you've disclosed the structures that come afterwards.
Right, right. Jeremy didn't sign up for that, but
he didn't.
And so what policies or workplace initiatives can help to create a mentally healthy work environment, and maybe even beyond that, a safe space where if someone is going through such challenges, is able to disclose that?
I think a range of policies and initiatives can foster mentally healthy work environments by addressing things like stress and stigma, and then just providing resources. So very often we look into, is there an employee assistance program? Is there flexible work arrangements? Is it a possibility in the work environment? Is there potential for mental health days or leave policies? I think companies can really, if they take certain amount of sick leave days and they put that into mental health days, I think that can be very helpful. Training and awareness programs in the office about what is stress and lack of boundaries and mental health, how can that influence us and how can we work together as an environment? Anti-bullying and harassment policies are great policies and to really help, because unfortunately, believe it or not, we don't leave bullying in high school. It's bad. And then wellness initiatives. And I think one of the wellness initiatives that I would like to share with you today is we have one at Vista, which is Happiness Helps. And Helps is an acronym that stands for Helping Others, the H, the E, Exercise, L, Learn, P, play, and S, spiritual growth. And these are the five elements that we try to practice every day. So today, see, how can you help someone else? learn, exercise, putting your phone down, physical exercise, good sleeping habits, learn something new, learn to greet someone in a different language, learn how to use Excel. I don't know.
Something.
And then play is obviously my favorite.
Of course.
But we have play at work, play with your kids, blow bubbles, go and do something that's really connect with that inner child. And then make sure you make time to that, be still, be kind, connect with your spirituality, connect to something bigger than yourself. And if people bring this into the work environment, that just creates a space for growth, mutual understanding, and kindness.
Beautiful. I love that. And some of these things normally we wouldn't associate with our workplace. Things like play, things like, it's difficult, or the spiritual growth, spiritual connection. Like, how do I bring that into my work experience? But I think, like you're saying, there is, you can find ways to incorporate all these in order to create a healthy workspace.
You can. And I think it should be prioritized. We prioritize our schedules, we prioritize meetings, we prioritize work. I think part of it is also prioritizing your mental health and prioritizing ways to make work more structured, more fun. Bongi, have some fun at work today.
Yes, I plan to. Well, thank you so much, Yolanda. Any final parting shots that you'd like to share before we wrap up for today?
Finally, I'm always saying, please make sure that your work environment is receptive. It is a safe space. Make sure you know what the policies and the acts are out there that protect you. And then make sure you do your homework. If you want to support someone, always be kind and take care of yourself first and foremost.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Yolanda. We have one more session together, and I look forward to that. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you, you too. Have a lovely day. Bye.
You too.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.